What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Things happening a mile a minute this morning. The judge up in Wisconsin is due in court, Judge Dugan, any minute here, claiming she had judicial immunity to help an illegal alien escape. That's her defense in this federal indictment against her up in Wisconsin. So hopefully there'll be some news on that. Maybe the judge will... judges are entitled to absolute immunity for their judicial acts without regard to the motive. Well, we know what her motive is. She's a crazy left-wing prog who thought she could take the matter laws into her own hands, right? And deny an ICE effort to arrest an illegal alien criminal in the United States. Unbelievable. Anyway, that's going on today. The Supreme Court's having a hearing on birthright citizenship. The President of the United States just arrived in the UAE a few minutes ago for the last stop on his whirlwind trip over there. I guess we'll find out how much the UAE is going to buy of American goods, because he's managed to get a check at about every stop so far. We'll get to the latest on that for you, because I got Shannon Bream coming up here in a few minutes. So be sure and stay tuned for all of that. And a gorgeous day. You just can't beat that. You know, Kim, I went the entire show yesterday without saying the words Jelly Roll or Post Malone. Aren't you proud of me?
I am. I know you're a big fan of both of those artists.
I got to work, and the parking garage down here was full. Like, where we come up the ramp, every spot was taken all the way up to almost where you come into our building. And at first, I'm thinking, now what was going on? Then I remembered the Busch Stadium concert the other night, right, with Jelly Roll was down there, and I guess Post Malone. And I guess there were a lot of people. It got a lot of coverage. They apparently played for like 5 hours or something.
I heard it was a very long concert.
So I'm so sorry I missed it. This weekend I'm going to see the Led Zeppelin Experience, and I'm so much more excited about that than I would have been about seeing Jelly Roll or Old Post. What do they call him, Post?
Post Malone?
Old Post.
Oh, no, who calls him Old Post?
I don't know.
I think you just made that up.
I did make it up.
I'm not even some
if
big
that's
Post
his first
Malone
name,
fan.
That's his first name.
Post,
Jelly
last
or
name
Post.
Malone.
I don't
Excuse
know.
Me, I'd like to name my kid Jelly. I don't even know what his real name is. And how did you come up with the name
Peter
Jelly
Post.
Roll?
Yeah, thank you. Well, he's eaten one or two in his life, but
hey,
he's lost some weight recently.
He's lost like 100 plus
so good,
pounds.
Good for him.
Is he on the Jared Subway diet?
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot he's in prison.
I don't know. Maybe he's on Ozempic or something. We'll see. All right, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
That the legacy media has lost the trust of the American people. The Democrats should be embarrassed. They should be ashamed. And quite frankly, I think we're lucky that nothing worse happened.
Yeah, that's Laura Trump talking about the cover-up by the mainstream media, by the White House, of the decrepit and demented Joe Biden, and just how bad things were right before he dropped out of the race for president.
We've got judges cosplaying as presidents. Look, judges aren't presidents. They're not politicians. They're not there to make executive decisions.
Yeah, it's true. That's Senator Mike Lee saying, what are we doing with these judges who think they can determine the direction of U.S. foreign policy and other decisions that reside with the president?
Mr. Obrego-Garcia, pursuant to this court order.
It's got to be extremely discouraging to be one of your constituents. To see you fight for a terrorist like this and not fight for them is extremely alarming.
Kristi Noem giving him hell yesterday in Congress when she was being chewed out by Dan Goldman there. And Kristi Noem is giving it back to him with that comment.
Now in Jefferson City, the Missouri Senate moments ago adjourned without passing a state funding bill for the Chiefs and the Royals.
Now the governor will have to call a special session to move it forward.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to call a special session to move it forward. Okay, so I just want to clear that up. That was KNBC out in Kansas City. Clearly, they have a little bit bigger stake in this issue than we do here in St. Louis. But they're concerned out there because the Chiefs and the Royals have threatened to shut down their stadiums and rebuild them over in Kansas, like right across the river. So they technically still be in Kansas City, but they would be on the Kansas side of the river. And there was legislation that had moved to the point of being voted on by the Missouri Senate yesterday. It was passed by the House pretty easily, moves over to the Senate. The Senate balked at it, and it never got a vote before the Senate went ahead and checked out for the year. They have now dismissed all other Senate work. They passed the fix for Amendment 3. That'll be on the ballot again in maybe August or November of next year, unless the governor was to try to decide to put it on sooner. And, of course, they did a fix for Prop A, which is the minimum wage. That was a prop, which means they can fix it in the legislature instead of having to go back to the voters. So they altered it on the sick leave issue. Of course, they left the minimum wage where it was, but they also adjusted it on the cost of living increase, I think, that's supposed to happen every year. This issue, though, is separate. This is money, the taxpayer money, that in tax revenue that would have gone to the Royals and the Chiefs to help finance a new stadium. Over 30 years, it would have been like $400 million or something like that.
I was Googling it. It says the cost to build a new stadium for the Chiefs would reach $2 billion, while renovating the stadium's estimated to cost about $800 million.
Yeah, so certainly the state wouldn't be picking up all the costs, but there would be some concessions on the part of the state in terms of sales tax and all that, almost like a TIF financing kind of situation, although not exactly if you understand what that is. Now, I said on the air earlier, based on that report, if you listen closely, what she said was the governor will have to call a special session. Well, the governor's office has reached out to me and said the governor, no decision has been made on that. Now, the governor was pushing for that bill and is probably pretty disappointed that it didn't make it to through the Senate. But no decision's been made on whether or not he will call a special session. I think there's going to be some pressure on him to do that, maybe on that issue and a couple of others. But we'll see what happens. And we should know soon because the session ends Friday. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here, primarily because we've got Shannon Bream on the other side of the break, and Shannon could talk more about the president's trip to the UAE and also this birthright citizenship debate hearing that's going to be held in the Supreme Court today. The two attorneys will be debating it in front of the Supreme Court. And the issue is not whether or not birthright citizenship is constitutional, but whether or not lower court judges have the power to universally enjoin or stop the president from doing something like that. So big issues on the line here. We'll get to Shannon when we...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Come back.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday. Shannon, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. I'm literally coming to you from the halls of the Supreme Court, so it's a little noisy in here. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you for showing up. We appreciate that. You're at work because the Supreme Court's going to hear this birthright citizenship challenge today, correct?
They are. And listen, that's the vehicle that gets this question here about nationwide injunctions. As you guys know, 600 to 700 district court judges all across the country can make a decision at this point at any time that can put something on hold, an executive order, say, on birthright citizenship for the entire country. So I'm not sure they get too much to the merits of birthright citizenship. They might. We think the focus today was really going to be on those nationwide injunctions, which, as you know, have put dozens of Trump policies on hold.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, what's your opinion on it? How far should a district judge be able to go to effective? I mean, they're affecting government policy at that point, mm-hmm. right?
Right, and that's what the Trump administration is arguing, that they're shutting down the executive branch's ability to do its job as it sees the powers of the executive branch are. Interestingly enough, you've had Justices Gorsuch, Thomas, and Kagan talk about this in opinions and publicly saying, I'm not really sure this is how this is supposed to work, because it really encourages things like forum shopping. If you don't like a Trump policy, go to a court in San Francisco. Try to find a judge there that you think will be hostile to what the Trump administration is trying to do. But this is really something that will impact any president of any party for decades possibly to come when they ultimately decide.
Shannon, we were watching this morning live as Trump was speaking to the troops in Qatar. Now he's in Abu Dhabi, and he's made some pretty historic deals while he's been over there in the Middle East. What would you say is one of your biggest takeaways from his trip so far?
Well, they really wanted to focus on business and bringing those dollars back to the U.S., bringing manufacturing, bringing economic pluses from this trip. So it's not just that, but it is the foreign policy. I mean, the fact that they're talking about agreements, expanding potentially the Abraham Accords, which was for the Trump administration in their first term, one of their biggest wins. So the president feels good. I mean, you see him, how upbeat he is on this trip as he moves from each of the locations to the next and saying, hey, I think we're getting a ton accomplished economically and on the foreign policy front. And they really need to be able to shore up some of those different partnerships and agreements when it comes to things like countering Iran's influence in that region.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, the whole focus has been on this airplane gift from Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument I heard the other day, I think it might have been on another network from the host who was trying to argue with Scott Jennings about the emoluments clause, that this is about the emoluments clause. Could you explain that, what that is exactly in the Constitution?
Well, I mean, the idea is you don't want an elected leader, the president or anyone else, to be benefiting because of the position that they hold. And
correct.
That's what this argument is going to boil down to is, you know, President Trump keeps trying to say, this isn't about giving this plane to me. Qatar is giving it to the United States. It'll be in the care of the Air Force, those kinds of things. So we'll see where it goes. But I got to tell you, here in Washington, there are Republicans. You've heard them, some of them publicly, who are very uncomfortable with the optics of the whole thing.
Well, if we do get that plane, have you seen it, Shannon?
I have seen some renderings of it. It looks pretty fancy. They're
very
calling it
fancy.
The palace in the sky.
I saw some pictures of the inside of it, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how it gets decided at the Fox News level who gets to be the like the Peter Ducey, but you may want to fight for that position if you're going to get to fly on that thing. It's like a flying palace.
Right, and it's going to be research. As a journalist, I need to be there and see it for myself. I can bring everyone else the story.
I think you're absolutely right. So back very quickly to what they're doing at the Supreme Court today. Is a decision expected by the end of the session, or could it be sooner than that? Is this some sort of an emergency hearing?
Well, it's super unusual that they added this in May. That's they rarely have arguments. I'm trying to remember the 18 years I've been covering the court. I can't remember too many, if any, really. I mean, so it is very unusual. They will have arguments today. They're slated for an hour. We think it'll probably be more 2 or 3 hours. And then we don't know, because it's on a fast track, whether this will be something we get within days or should we expect it at the end of the term, which is late June, early July, for a decision.
Yeah, interesting. I also saw where that Judge Dugan is in court today after being federally indicted in Wisconsin, and she's arguing that she has judicial immunity. Is there anything to that, in your opinion?
Well, it looks like her legal team is citing to the Trump, the U.S. decision here that gave presidential immunity for official acts only. But to remind people, it's not that the president can just go haywire. I mean, it has to be tied to what he's doing as president. And it sounds like her team is trying to argue an extension of that for her now as a judge. I don't know what the official acts would be against the allegations that she assisted somebody who was here in the country to escape ICE, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens next. What are you looking at in terms of a guest for this weekend? Maybe you can get a tour of that new plane.
We might, but might not. We have to have a backup plan in case that does not happen. We're talking with the administration about potentially having Secretary Rubio with us. We'll see. We're always in talks, deep in talks on Thursday and Friday.
Well, it's early yet, I know, early in the week. So, hey, best of luck there today. We'll be watching your coverage at the Supreme Court later. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Shannon Bream there on a cell phone. Inside of the Supreme Court reporting to us this morning.
By the way, she brought up something that I thought about, which is that this judge is trying to have an extension of the presidential immunity. That they're maybe trying to say, well, you gave that to Trump, so why would it not be the same here? Well, that's very different. I mean, you think about the decisions that a president has to make, and that they can't be facing they can't be prosecuted for that, or they would never be able to make these tough decisions. It's just not the same when you're talking about this particular woman out. Was it New Jersey?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. There's so many corrupt judges. See, I'm getting them all confused. I need like a chart.
Yeah. Well, just remember where this all started, as we talked about a few weeks ago, Harry Reid. That's where this whole problem in the judiciary started. Is with Harry Reid when he reduced the requirement to elect judges to 51. Both sides started stacking the courts with people that agreed with their political points of view, and that's where we are today. That's why you can judge shop. It's that simple. And it didn't have to be that way, but the cat's out of the bag. We'll get to Griff Jenkins coming up. Stay tuned.
Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are 1 million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that.
And Secretary, that has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being
proposed.
These are the only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world.
Griff Jenkins, good morning, my friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm just fighting with the doldrums of boredom, just trying to find anything in Washington to talk about. I mean, you know, I often worry, Mark and Kim, that, you know, one day I'll be old and gray with grandkids, and they'll say, what was it like, Grandpa, covering Washington? And I'll say, well, It just was boring. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah, like several people. Ben, what's up with the head of Ben and Jerry's? Like, this guy, this guy's got more money than he'll ever need, and he's at a hearing in Washington, standing up, interrupting a hearing, screaming like a madman.
It's unbelievable. I mean, literally, this is what I suppose millionaires, maybe he's a billionaire, does with his money, shows up to an HHS hearing to scream about Gaza. By the way, I didn't include this in my reporting today, but and just so our listeners know, yesterday I was covering RFK Jr.'s HHS secretary's hearings that were contentious. He was defending these massive cuts to HHS and, you know, being questioned yet again on vaccines amid the measles outbreak. And all of a sudden during the Senate version, because there was a House version hearing in the morning, Senate in the afternoon, Ben Cohen and a handful of protesters just started screaming, interrupting it, and the Capitol Police had to literally physically grab this old man that we later learned is Ben Cohen, drag him out and arrest him on obstruction charges because he was screaming about Gaza, which really confused everybody in the room because obviously Gaza was had nothing to do with it. But then Cohen's spokesperson issued a statement to us that said, quote, "We are expected to be good Americans and look the other way. Are we expected to be good Americans and look the other way as Israel prevents food, water, and medicine from reaching the remaining people of Gaza? Israel is literally starving them to death. We will not look away." And so it's like unbelievable that this is, you know, the state of our contentious politics, that these protesters can get into a hearing room and just make us all of a sudden stop everything we're doing and deal with another issue that has nothing to do with the issue at hand.
Right. I thought it was maybe he was upset that, you know, RFK Jr. is all about health, and this is the guy who co-founded Ben and Jerry's, which is not healthy.
No,
totally separate.
Well, yeah, and you could hear some of the other protesters because we were really looking at the tape yesterday. One of them was yelling, "RFK Jr. kills with AIDS." So that has a different track and a different feel. Competes with Ben Cohen and his purpose for being in there. And, it, you know, it reminds me there was an old SNL skit years ago where they were doing protests. This is back during the days of protesters when they actually had a little bit more clarity under President George W. Bush against the Iraq War. But they were making fun of the fact that they had all these protesters about save the whales, stop the war. And then the protesters couldn't agree on what their common cause was.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what happened yesterday. What do you know? I mean, obviously doing reporting on it. I heard JFK, or I keep calling him JFK. I heard RFK say that the cuts in this reconciliation bill are mainly the cuts recommended by DOGE, where there's waste and inefficiency. Does it go beyond that? I mean, did you do any reporting on that yesterday on what's actually being proposed here?
Yeah, I'm reporting on that. I was yesterday and continuing a follow-on as well. And what was interesting, just so everyone understands, the new big beautiful bill, the reconciliation bill being driven by Speaker Johnson, has in it some $700 million of cuts to Medicaid because they found that it would that there was as many as a million people, as you played in that soundbite, who are erroneously collecting Medicaid. And then, as RFK Jr. also pointed out, there are thousands more that are illegal aliens collecting Medicaid, which now this administration says they'll no longer provide. And in the whole sort of exchange that he had with the Democratic congressman having a back and forth was simply saying, I'm not cutting as a secretary unilaterally throwing poor people off Medicaid. That's a cut that deals with waste, fraud, and abuse found by DOGE that's in the reconciliation bill. You got the wrong guy, and he accused the guy of being on basically simply the Democrat talking points, and he wasn't wrong about that. Now, whether or not, you know, the Medicaid cuts will pass in this bill when they finally vote on the big, beautiful bill will impact, obviously, RFK Jr.'s HHS department because he oversees Medicaid, but he's not cutting it directly, and that was the point that he was trying to make. And by the way, it's important to point out there are Democrats looking to cut people off Medicaid too. Who's that? California's liberal governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday he's looking to kick illegal aliens off Medicaid. So, you know, this isn't like a new thing. He, you know, Newsom's proposing freezing Medicaid enrollment for illegals to why? To reduce costs.
Because he
and
was
so it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was using federal money to do it, and he sees that spigot drying up. Then it's all on California at that point. He's realized that. You know, I heard Jimmy Fallon make this point the other day, and it's one that I've addressed on this show a few times, Griff, but you've covered this immigration issue so much, this flood of people into the country. And Jimmy's like, it's more and more obvious all the time what the Democrats are trying to do and why they're so opposed to Trump deporting all these people. They were trying to pack them in for the census purposes, because they get more money in those areas and extra congressional seats. And his argument was it was a long term plan by the Democrats to control Congress and the Senate forever. Do you agree or disagree with him?
Listen, I think that those that arrive at that conclusion is the most plausible conclusion you can come up with, that there was a political motivation to literally look the other way and absolutely abdicate your responsibility, a federal responsibility of not allowing illegal people to cross, because they were also releasing them in unprecedented historical high levels.
Yes.
But I think the part And so, you know, look, I don't opine on things, but I think a logical conclusion by analysis is that, yes, Mark, that is the most likely motivation, a political motivation for them to do it. But what's left out of this conversation is having covered it for years on the front row of it, was that they miscalculated the impact that that would have, not only on the entire country, but specifically on the migrant communities, the illegal immigration communities that exist in this country. They suffered the worst from the criminals that came across murders, robbery, rapes, and they didn't see it when it was happening. They didn't react to it in quick enough or really even at all. And that's why you saw the shift in public opinion that it was, you know, the Hispanic community that spoke the loudest when they said that this absolute, you know, immigration crisis is unacceptable. It's because they were suffering the worst. They saw it the worst. They saw it first in places like New York and elsewhere, not just the border communities, when we saw all these Democrat blue border towns turning Republican red.
Yeah, it's the truth. There's really not many other ways to look at it for why you'd want to do that. And then you saw the impact in November, 100%. Griff, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend, and watch the Supreme Court. That's going to be a big story today.
Yes, we sure will. In fact, we talked to Shannon Bream about that just a few minutes ago. She's up there reporting from it, so they'll be carrying that for you all morning long. A quick break. We're going to be back here in just a minute. Just another observation on the airplane donation and Hillary Clinton's the irony of her complaining about it when we get back. Stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
This could be a Ronald Reagan type era that we grow so well that the vice president has the best chance of stepping in to continue this. I mean, but if you look at this group of people, Buttigieg will probably get knocked out because if you look at the job he did as transportation, look what he has left. Thank God we got Sean Duffy in there, but he has destroyed our aviation system by not doing anything. The governor of Illinois, I don't think he gets very far. AOC will have the crowd and she'll have the people on board. I think Rahm Emanuel will lead, not get elected, but he's going to lead the policy. He's going to drive this party back to like what Bill Clinton, when you got too far away. I mean, he's smart. He knows how to win an election, but he'll win the ideas and he knows how to put something together. But I don't know if he'll get all the way there. I would look at the Pennsylvania governor. That one would give me a little fear.
Yeah. Shapiro, Buttigieg, Pritzker.
Fear is in he feels like they would win.
Emanuel. No, well, Shapiro, Shapiro's the one he's the most worried about. That's Kevin McCarthy talking about the possibilities for 28 for the Democrats.
I don't think they win. You don't think Shapiro has a chance?
No. I think Shapiro would probably be their best chance, but they've already insulted him and blown him off once. I think it may depend on how this, his success or failure may depend on where his party goes on this Gaza issue.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they rejected him the first time, right?
That seems to be the reason why. But I hadn't even thought about Rahm Emanuel. Obviously, I know he's kind of hinting at a potential presidential run. But, I mean, people are familiar with him, but he doesn't have the name recognition that I think a lot of people, like governors, might have.
Well, maybe. As former mayor of Chicago, and of course, I played a big role in the Biden and the Obama administration, and he was even around during the Clinton administration. So did you hear what Hillary said yesterday about the plane? She lashed out at President Trump and suggested he's engaging in quid pro quo. No one gives someone a $400 million jet for free without expecting anything in return. Be serious, Clinton said Wednesday during his visit to Doha, Qatar. That was her little tweet that she put out yesterday because she's Hillary Clinton and you're not. So
back up, you creep. Get away from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know you don't want to hear these things, Hillary, but you've got to understand what I'm talking about.
No, just ignore that.
No, don't ignore that. So Hillary is complaining that it's quid pro quo if you accept something from Qatar, because nobody gives anybody a $400 million jet for free. This is why this, if Donald Trump was trying to hide the fact that a foreign country wanted to personally give him a jet, talking about it in public would not be the way to do that.
Well, you can't hide the massive jets. No, you have to come clean about it.
But the point is, it's not coming to him. It's going to the United States government from right. another foreign government. And you always have to remember that the Clintons are the biggest hypocrites in the world. When they left office, they stole a bunch of stuff that they later had to return because they were gifts from foreign countries given to the Clintons when they were in the White House, and they weren't allowed to keep those. So they had to return things to the White House that weren't theirs to begin with. Oh, and there's this. Remember the Clinton Foundation? Part of it when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Please play cut five for the people, Ethan.
There's no question the Clinton Foundation has received tens of millions of dollars from foreign governments. That includes Saudi Arabia, which gave $14.5 million. Well, the foundation says none of that came while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. But you also have Kuwait, donating between $5 and $10 million. Oman, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, all donating between $1 and $5 million over the years. Even the Embassy of Algeria donated $500,000. Is there a common thread? All, of course, are Middle Eastern countries with poor human rights records and poor records when it comes to women's rights.
Yeah,
and even with private companies, they're smoking.
That's good. I'm sure Hillary didn't want that. Was a CNN report, by the way. I'm sure Hillary didn't want that to be brought up when she was expecting there was suggesting there's quid pro quo going on after the Clintons enriched themselves and their foundation with money from those exact same countries. Part of when she was still in a powerful government position, I will point out. All right, that does it for us. Stand by. Brian Kilmeade will cover the latest from the Supreme Court arguments. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.